Welcome to this audio tour of Ogden's Union Station. I'm Olivia Mickle, host of the What's Her Name History Podcast, and I come from a long line of Ogden Railroad workers. My great-grandpa was a fireman for the Union Pacific, and my grandpa was raised in a house between Ogden's railroad tracks. I'm excited to show you around this amazing historic site and introduce you to a few of the less living residents. The tour begins in the plaza in front of Union Station, so if you're not there yet, pause the tour until you are. Union Station! There it is, the crossroads of America. For 90 years, this station was where the Union Pacific Railroad met the Central Pacific Railroad. During the heyday of the railroad, every single cross-country train passenger disembarked right here to change lines. Because of this, Ogden was known as Junction City, and we were proud of our motto, "You can't get anywhere without coming to Ogden." Where you're standing now, thousands of travelers have stood before you. The first thing you might have noticed about this remarkable building is that even though it was built in 1924 in Ogden, Utah, it was designed in the Italian Renaissance or Byzantine style, which is admittedly quite a thing to have in the middle of the Wild West. It's an intriguing mashup of European and American, which gives it a unique international feel. It's made mainly of local Ogden brick, but check out the Spanish tile roof and its elaborate trim, and those hand-laid tile decorations on the second story. Those two beautiful main doorways you see were made from Boise sandstone. Notice the Corinthian columns. You'll see a bison carved over each doorway, and if you take a closer look, you might spot a couple of carved beehives. I want to show you the amazing interior, but first I want to quickly point out a couple of cool things out front. The plaza that you're standing in here in front of the station actually didn't exist until the 1980s. Instead, this was a pull-through area for vehicles to drop off passengers, flanked by a lawn and landscaped trees and benches. The nine white lines you see on the plaza represent the nine railroad lines that met here in Ogden. Look to your right. That's north. Do you see that cool old water tower? Now it's used as a marquee for the station. And see that small blue boxcar perched beyond the water tower? That boxcar was actually a gift from France. It was part of the Merci train that France gave to the United States to thank us for our help during World War II. One boxcar was given to each state. Okay, let's go inside. Go ahead through either of the main doors, and while you do, let's recreate the sounds you would have heard back in the station's heyday. Some of these sounds are actual vintage recordings made at this station long ago. Inside, in the grand lobby, you'd be dodging people everywhere. Over 100 trains a day were passing through. That floor is looking worn, right? That's because it's original. And so is that buff tiled wainscoting and the plaster walls. Now look up. Pretty cool, right? Those wooden beams from Douglas fir trees were elaborately painted in bright colors with stencil designs. But now they've been painted over with a wood grain design. Wood painted to look like wood. Ha. Do you see those 50-foot murals painted on the north and south walls? They were painted by Edward Lanning to commemorate the wedding of the rails at Golden Spike. That mural on your right, the north side of the building, features legendary Jack Casement and his crew for the Union Pacific. Jack Casement was construction boss, and he was super eccentric. He dressed in Russian attire for some reason, which makes it easy to spot him in the mural. See that whip in his hand? He famously whipped his workers to keep them on schedule. His workers were mostly Irish immigrants and African Americans, many of whom had been formerly enslaved. They were a wild bunch. Casement actually coined the phrase Hell on Wheels to describe their makeshift moving railroad town. Now that phrase is synonymous with the Transcontinental Railroad, and in the end, Ogden came to epitomize all of it. The mural on the south side, as you might have already guessed, depicts the Central Pacific Railroad, whose workforce was 90% Chinese. Racing toward Ogden from the West Coast, that crew broke the world record for the most miles laid in a single day. An incredible feat that still stands in the annals of world history. If you walk to the northwest side of the lobby, under the Union Pacific mural, you'll spot a drinking fountain. All of that tile is original to the building, and it gives us a good idea of what the vibrant interior designs may have looked like back in 1924. Now look around. See that black sign that says the gallery at the station? Head toward that and through that door. On your way, notice those awesome glass windows on the west side of the lobby. They originally looked out onto the train platforms before they added that modern addition. Also check out the original iron grates in the wall. Okay, are you in the foyer of the gallery? Underneath you were the original subway tunnels, which took passengers out to the train platforms. They're still there, they're just covered over. During World War II, soldiers passed through Ogden by the thousands. In 1944, Nellie James worked here at age 16. She remembered being terrified when the soldiers first came running up the stairs right here, heading for the canteen. They talked and flirted with her, and by the end of her shift, she decided to never come back. From World War I through Vietnam, America's soldiers came through Union Station before they shipped out. The unlucky ones came back here, too, on hospital rail cars, one of which you can see later on. If you want to check out the art gallery here, pause the tour. Otherwise, head back into the grand lobby. See the Cowboy Museum across the way? That was where the original train ticket office was located. The hallway to your right led to the canteen, and it's been a restaurant ever since. But let's head to that hallway at the northeastern end of the lobby. The Railroad Museum on the left side of the hallway used to be the luggage claim area. It's a cool museum, and you should definitely check it out when we're done. Across from the entrance to the Railroad Museum, that door with a plaque that says Museum Office, that's where the original emergency hospital was located. Head down the hallway to that yellow caboose on your left. Peek through the window. Do you see those luggage trunks and that black time board back there? This area used to be the luggage claim area, and that's the original 1889 luggage scale. Now look around for the ghost of a little girl. Because it was here that in 1913, an unclaimed trunk was unloaded from a train with a small lock of hair sticking out of it. Inside, police found the body of a young girl. Frances Williams had been dead for several days. The investigators found that she had been chloroformed by her mother, stuffed into the trunk, and shipped from Salt Lake to Ogden. The mother pled insanity and was sent to an asylum, and paranormal investigators report hearing a girlish voice giggling.
Yeesh, creepy.
Okay, let's keep walking down this hall. You might spot a cool old green elevator door on your right, another throwback to the 1920s heyday. And you'll see a little model train on your left. Push the button and it travels around. Pause the tour here to watch the model train if you want. Otherwise, let's head through the double doors ahead of you into the large brick-paved breezeway. Here in this breezeway, you see several old photos from Ogden. There's a great photo of the old Union Station ahead of you to your left. Go check it out. It shows you what the station used to look like. Totally different, right? That station had a disastrous fire in 1923, but there were some parts of the building still standing, like that central clock tower. So they decided to repair the station rather than start from scratch. That turned out badly for Frank Yenser, a hard-working young man who had recently been promoted to cashier at Union Station. During renovations, the clock tower collapsed right on top of him, killing him instantly. His death led the public to demand an entirely new station be built, the station you're standing in today. Now, it said, Frank wanders this station in confusion, still trying to show up for work. Turn to your right. Do you see the sign for the M.S. Browning Theater? Head on in if it's open. This theater is also believed to be the home to some spirits. In 1944, a massive train crashed just north of the station. 79 people were wounded and 48 died in what became known as the Bagley train disaster. And this theater became a makeshift morgue to store the bodies from the wreck. Yikes. Let's get out of here. Now, from the brick-lined breezeway, start walking back the way you came in, past the model train, now on your right. Just past the green elevator, you should see a set of stairs on your left. Head upstairs. Here, it said, you might just meet a ghostly female presence that is known to wander the second-floor hallways, and reportedly only talks to men. Some say she's from the Bagley train disaster. Once you get to the upper floor, you'll see part of the Browning Firearms Museum straight ahead. But we want that hall that leads off to the left. As you make your way down the hall, notice the original restrooms on the left, nearly 100 years old. They're still functioning, so feel free to press pause if you need to take a break. This area you're walking through now was the station's offices. The telegraph offices were here too, tapping out thousands of messages across the world. Follow the hall to the end. Keep going as it jogs left, then right again, into the Myra Powell Gallery. As you turn right into the gallery, see those antique pulleys hanging over the arched brick entryway? Pretty great. Keep going into the gallery. This beautiful space was created so that the 1,000-plus station employees could get from one side of the station to the other, avoiding the crowds below you in the main lobby. If you're lucky, there may be art pieces to admire here. If not, as you walk, you can at least appreciate the beauty of this space. The wood floors, the brickwork, and the ornate windows. This is one of my favorite spaces in the station. And keep your ears sharp. Volunteers here at Union Station swear that they can sometimes hear the sound of footsteps crossing this wood floor from one side to the other. When you get to the end of this gallery, things get a little interesting. As you turn right at the end, you're going to pass through a doorway. Normally, the door is propped open, and you can just mosey on through. But occasionally it's closed, and there's a sign on it that reads, "Emergency exit only, alarm will sound." Right now is when you just have to trust me. Go ahead through that door. Seriously, go ahead and open it. No alarm will sound, no one will care. Seriously, go ahead. You through? I know that took guts. You're on a seriously behind the scenes tour now. Not many other members of the public come through this space. But trust me, you're legit, the station knows we're doing this. Carry on past that stairwell on the left and on down the hall. More offices, more original bathrooms. If you want, pause to take a look at the great old photos on the right-hand wall. When you get to the end of this hall, you'll see another set of stairs. Take the stairs down and out of the building. Go ahead and press pause until you're outside. Okay, are you outside? You're now on the south end of Union Station. If you look south, you'll see a black fence with incredible engines inside. That's the Eccles Rail Center. Head that way. We've got a seriously impressive collection of railway cars and engines. Each one has a plaque nearby that will give you more information about it, so pause anytime you want to check them out more thoroughly. I'll just give you a brief introduction to each one. Let's start with the first one on your left. The very cool Union Pacific 833. This is a classic steam locomotive built in 1839 with a top speed of 110 miles per hour. The large, smooth metal plates on the sides of the front are called elephant ears. They help lift smoke above the engine so it doesn't flow into the cab. Next, you'll see the classic red and yellow Union Pacific colors. That's the DDA-40X, built in 1969. It's one of the largest diesel locomotives in the world. Third, the diesel Rio Grande 5371 was built in 1975. Notice the traditional Rio Grande colors of orange and black. Next, the Southern Pacific 7457. It was built in 1966, and it's a diesel-electric switcher locomotive. And finally, the Union Pacific Super Turbine Locomotive X26. It was called the most powerful locomotive in the world, a gas turbine electric engine. Only two still exist in the world. You can pause the tour again now to explore this rail yard and its engines and train cars. If you wander, you'll find that hospital car that I mentioned earlier. It's a funny little thing with a blue light on top. There's also a mail car and an old yellow worker car. Once you're ready, let's head to the historic platforms behind the station. See those big orange stripes in front of the engines? Follow those stripes to the old platforms west of the station. Check it out, the original platform with the original rails. And man, do they look worn. Go ahead and saunter your way down the platform. Notice the track number signs and the beautiful butterfly canopies, all original. This whole exterior is actually listed on the National Registry of Historic Places. Back in the day, there were 11 tracks here, and you can imagine them stretching out into that field beyond. Way, way out across that field, about as far as those woods on the other side, that's where the original station used to be in 1860. Back then, before the meeting of the rails, before Ogden became Junction City, the station was a tiny little wooden structure painted bright red. We're talking classic Wild West. To get there, you would have taken a boardwalk west across the tracks and across the mud. Back then, few would have guessed that Ogden would become Junction City, a major bustling train city. In fact, in the 1860s, the Mormon prophet Brigham Young really wanted the railroads to cross through his capital, Salt Lake City. But geography went out, and here we are. Take that, Salt Lake. Unless you're here during the Spike 150, these tracks aren't in use, so go ahead and step across them to the platform underneath the Butterfly Pavilion. Then turn around and have a look at the station. I love to imagine how it looked back in its heyday, without these modern additions hanging off the back. Its Italian Renaissance style gives it a real cosmopolitan feel. It's just one of the things I love about it. Wherever you're from, you could have felt at home in Junction City. Feel free to explore the platform, have a wander under these historic butterfly pavilions, and think about all the people who have been here. While you're wandering, keep an eye out for the Blue Lady, just another of the station's resident ghosts. The story goes that a young, beautiful woman in a bright blue dress agreed to meet her lover here at the station, planning to elope. But instead, he heartlessly rejected her, taking her engagement ring and throwing it onto the tracks. Heartbroken, she lunged after the ring and was struck by an oncoming train. Locals say you can still hear her cries as she wanders the platforms searching for her lost ring. Some have seen the Blue Lady sweeping through the rail yards right here. If you make it all the way to the far end of the platform, you may see a squat brick building to the north of the station. It's older than the station itself. It was the Union Station's post office, built around 1903. Now it houses a train restoration shop. It's easy to imagine the bustle and the chaos years ago. Imagine porters pushing luggage carts up and down these platforms, steam trains coming and going constantly, whistles and clanks and people from everywhere passing through Ogden on their way to anywhere. It's amazing to think that each one of those people had their own history, their own lives, their own dreams, and they were all right here. Well, now you know what a significant place this is. Within these tall brick walls and under this grand roof, millions came to Ogden. And Union Station played a central part in our nation's history. Thanks for joining What's Her Name on this tour of Union Station. If you enjoyed this tour, want to hear more about our Hell on Wheels city, try our audio tour of notorious 25th Street. It also begins right in the plaza in front of Union Station. This tour was brought to you by What's Her Name Podcast, telling the stories of fascinating women you've never heard of. You might enjoy our episode, The Girl of Iron, featuring Mary Ibsen and the story of the Wedding of the Rails at Golden Spike in 1869. This tour was also brought to you by the Weber County Heritage Foundation, working to preserve our county's legacy since 1978. Consider joining us and get more involved in historic preservation, education, and advocacy. WeberCountyHeritageFoundation.com. Special thanks to Holly Andrew at Ogden's Union Station for all the insider information and vintage recordings, and Sarah Singh at Weber State University Special Collections for the stories of some of the characters here at Union Station. Our audio editor was Daniel Foster Smith, who also composed some of the music for the tour. Other music was generously shared with us by Andy Reiner and John Souza from their album Canyon Sunrise, and the New Hot Five from their album Jazz for Cows. You can find links to their stuff where you found this tour. Partial funding for this tour was provided by a Weber County Ramp Grant. Thank you for taking this tour with us.